When I finally left the hospital, I was still shaking, and I was angry. Anger was new, first noticed when my passion for tennis had turned to frustration a season earlier, before I had been told I had MS. I could no longer hit the ball well. My temper flared. After the diagnosis, I quit the game. I regretted losing tennis and later told my friends that multiple sclerosis had been visited upon me only because I had acted like such a baby, throwing my tennis racket over the net and otherwise exhibiting juvenile competitive behavior on the court. I had played so aggressively in pursuit of conventional success. That was how I wanted to live. The zen of the game had been misplaced, though, which became an apt metaphor for the life that would follow. Anger would become the new companion on my journey, hanging close and never straying too far. My anger on leaving the hospital was explosive. I erupted at anything that moved, autos that cut me off, and people who crossed my path. One day I drove a friend to Union Station. My right eye was still functionally gone. I was struggling to see beyond the vague blur. The auto was freedom to me, and the possibility of its loss had me desperate with fear. Tossing my friend's parting gift into the trunk, I bent down, simultaneously noticing three wine glasses in an open box and bashing my head against the corner of the open trunk door. The wine glasses instantly disintegrated, becoming 1,000 glass shards spread throughout the trunk. My bellowing turned heads. 6 months of uncertainty growing into acknowledgement of serious sickness had ignited spontaneously. I had wanted to be larger than life.